Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Good morning. It's dark and early because it's The Fan Early Morning Show. Hi there, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. The Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe when the average Joe wants to buy like a pro. The average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, sponsor of The Fan Early Morning Show. Yeah, it's cold this morning and the high is going to be 39 today. It's an outlier high temperature. Most highs for the rest of the week are going to be somewhere between the 50s and the 60s. But today, high of 39. We'll go over fan weather a little more in detail later. But yeah, it is dark and early, and it's cold. But there's some excitement to be had today, something to look forward to a little bit later. Because Paul Skeens pitching today for the Pittsburgh Pirates in spring training. So we can look forward to that. Now, unfortunately, here the fan will not be covering that game because we'll be talking about other stuff, right? Sometimes spring training games don't always get broadcast, but, you know, follow the game as you can because, you know, that'll be interesting to see what Skeens can do. I mean, it's his first start as a Pirate in spring training, right? He was an invitee. He's highly expected to start in the minors this year, right? We know that. But it's going to be interesting to see him pitch. It's going to be interesting to see how he does, especially because he was moved up to Double-A last season, if you remember, and he didn't pitch so well. I don't think he made it out of the first inning, if I recall correctly. And so that's the last start that we had. That was the last professional start we had from Paul Skeens. But the fact that he was pitching in not like low A, not rookie ball, last season was also exciting. So him facing Jackson Holliday, Brandon Hyde of the Baltimore Orioles, their manager, said that Jackson Holliday will get to start in the lineup. So you got a couple of first overall picks. Jackson Holliday was the first overall pick in 2022 by the Baltimore Orioles. And Skeens, first overall pick of the Pirates in 2023. So we can look forward to that. We can talk a little bit about that later if you want to call at all and talk about Pirates spring training so far. It doesn't look like they've been winning here recently. I know they won the other day, but yeah, the wins don't really matter as it comes to spring training, just getting those repetitions in for you know, some of these guys too that are trying to prove themselves and make the major league roster. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. But, I mean, today should be exciting to see Skeens go out there and pitch. If you want to call, you want to talk about anything this morning, there's something else I want to talk about, Steelers-related, because it seems they're always in the news, even when you don't want them to be. But give me a call, 412-928-9370. You can call. You can talk to me. You can also tweet me. You can also go on X and talk to me if you want to mention me in a post. At Callis underscore 33 is my handle. That's Callis underscore 33. And, yeah, if you want to reach out to me there, if you don't want to call, you want to type out your words, you're welcome to. You can talk to me that way on X. So on X or by the phone. One more time, 412-928-9370. Big story. Donnie Football has become a part of this story for some of his words yesterday about Art Rooney II. Now, a whole conversation got sparked because the NFL, and all sports should love this, but polls, right? Opinions. We love hearing other people's opinions because then we can agree and disagree and have a conversation. That's literally what we do here at The Fan. We just like to have those conversations. So the players every year get to vote on their perception of each NFL owner. And Art Rooney II, owner of the Steelers, senior chairman, right? You know, he's the big guy. He's the ultimate in charge person. Second to last, the 31st most popular owner of the 32 owners. Second to last. Not regarded well. I think F was, if they gave him a grade, it was F. Not highly regarded. Now, this isn't just the Steelers organization. Right, we're talking about like every NFL player's perception. Of all 32 teams, they got to vote through the NFLPA, and Art Rooney, too, got an F. And he was the second worst of the owners. So, Donnie Football goes on with the PM team, and it became a whole story because Donnie laid it down thick, said that Art Rooney II is just following in his father's footsteps or his family's footsteps, his family's legacy, and doesn't really know what he's doing. He just has the full benefit of reputation that kind of masks all of the bad stuff that he's been doing. Also said that he was the worst owner of the three professional teams in Pittsburgh. And of course, you know, when that story gets released, right? So the NFL Players Association, their vote gets released. Their report gets released for us all to consume. Donnie Football says he's the worst owner in the NFL, and all of a sudden you got a story. And now I'm thinking about it too. And I think it's an interesting case. Who's the worst owner in Pittsburgh? I know who many of you think about right away, and you just snap your finger like, that's an easy question. Is it, though? I mean, ownership, as we look at it, is very interesting. Each sport kind of has its own flavor, so I don't know how easy this question is. I mean, if I'm going to give the boring philosophical take, it's difficult to judge. But I agree with Donnie like a lot. There's much that I agree with Donnie about in that take. Fenway Sports Group, unfortunately, is like the first like business that we've been exposed to because they can just hide under the title of Fenway Sports Group. They can hide from us and say, we don't have to answer to you, because, or like, we're not people. We're gray faces. We're a group. We don't really have, you know, names. We're just going to make decisions behind a curtain. So I'm not ready to fully say that they're the worst of the owners. I mean, if we're talking about Mario Lemieux being the owner, like when he was, yeah, you might give him top priority in Pittsburgh because of what he did with the Penguins when they were around and they were doing consistently well. You know, he's not the owner anymore, we know that. But that would have been an easy number one choice, I think, for a lot of us Pittsburgh fans to say that he was the best, because, especially because he dug them out of a hole and turned around what could have been a very damaged and potentially on-the-move franchise. Now, Sidney Crosby had a lot to do with that, too. A lot of the players and the Penguins stumbled into some luck throughout their recent history. But we're still grateful for everything that came together for the Penguins, right? And Lemieux would have been the easy choice. Now you got Fenway Sports Group, which I'm not ready to call them the worst yet because I don't think they have as big of a sample size as the other two. It's just, I know as fans, though, we don't like those nameless, faceless groups of people that make decisions under that, you know, brand name. Unfortunately, that seems like what business is, and sports is becoming a huge entertainment business, or it has become a huge entertainment business over the years. So maybe that's what some ownership is going towards. So I think we as fans don't like that necessarily, but again, I can't really rate Fenway Sports Group yet because I don't think the sample size is super big for them. They've got to do maybe 3-4 years for me. We'll really be able to pass fair judgment on them. And then you got the other two. You got Bob Nutting, Pirates, Art Rooney II of the Steelers. And between those two, I mean, I always, my saving grace for Bob Nutting is that baseball's lack of a salary cap hinders the ability for owners everywhere to make conscious and efficient decisions. Because the Los Angeles Dodgers, not even so much the Yankees have gone away from spending like huge amounts of money on big players because, you know, in their history that it hasn't worked for them. I mean, their championship teams came off of like solid drafts in the 90s and they preserved all those picks and they all came together to win. But when they started like signing guys, like 2002 was a big year where they tried to sign a bunch of people, a bunch of players, and it didn't work. And then 2014, they tried to do that again, and it didn't work. And their struggle years from 14 to 16 kind of got them Aaron Judge, and you know he's progressed into what he's become. But like in baseball, it's really difficult because the Dodgers are a big team where they're Hollywood's team. It's like I feel like their fans have gotten used to it at this point. Oh, you know, these guys were a big name once upon a time. Yeah, we're just going to scoop them up and you all can celebrate them coming to play for Los Angeles and just entertain based on their name and their reputation. Do I think they're going to win the World Series now that they've acquired Shohei Ohtani? No, I don't. Because he's one guy that you're paying $700 million for over a whole lot of years. So you got the Dodgers doing that, and their success rate is one shortened season World Series win in the last 30 some years. And then all the other teams, I mean, the Yankees aren't even really winning. I mean, they had those dynasty championships, but like I said, those were bred from drafting and developing more than just blindly spending. And so baseball needs that perfect balance, especially with the way the economy of the game works. It needs that special balance of a few veteran stars to help carry and lead up-and-coming prospects who aren't developing anymore but like are major league ready. And then that's where you get a World Series contender. I mean, look at teams throughout history. I mean, there are not recent teams that have just been huge spenders that have won. So I think baseball is more difficult from an ownership standpoint because, I mean, even if you buy the big players, you're not doing anything more than potentially putting your team in debt, especially for small market teams. I mean, Los Angeles is Los Angeles. And when you put, you know, recognizable names on the field, anybody will just show up. That's not necessarily like that in Pittsburgh. I mean, those teams on the West Coast just love, like, ooh, we like being entertained. Like, in Pittsburgh, you know, small marketplace, like, you know, we want and expect winning. I think a lot of times, like, Los Angeles people just show up just because the names are big and people are told, ooh, these are big names. And that's all they do is they sell tickets, they sell seats based on name recognition. But that doesn't breed winning. That's a winning formula for them, though, because they have the types of people out there who will consume that. But they don't win. And so I use that argument with baseball and just the way that the economy of that game is messed up to say that Art Rooney II, of the three ownership entities, groups, or people in charge, yeah, I mean, of the three in Pittsburgh right now, I would argue that he's the worst. For those reasons. The NFL is very balanced right now in its salary cap. The NFL has got, you know, fair regulation in many regards for how owners operate. And I guess if you're holding him accountable, especially with Mike Tomlin, I'd say of all the things, just like letting Mike Tomlin linger for too long. And not knowing, you know, he's just, it seems like Art Rooney II is blindly going through the motions of what he feels like his family did to be successful. And maybe he's masking some ignorance as well. Maybe he just doesn't know what to do. And he's like, oh, well, my family before me, you know, kept these coaches and made sure that, you know, that everything was steady and the Steeler way. And just doing that blindly. Not really like looking and seeing and feeling out what the Steelers need at any particular time. Now, we saw little glimpses of perhaps a change in the feel and the culture because Matt Canada was fired. But, you know, what choice do you have when your fans in the stands are getting pleasure out of chanting fire Matt Canada? Right, that just doesn't happen because the offensive output was so bad. Like, not being able to read that as an owner and make action happen sooner just because it's this blindly the Steeler way, like, that to me is just, it just very well, I mean, it smells of ignorance. It smells of, well, I don't really know exactly what I'm doing, but I know what my family did before me. And it's really easy to just keep doing the same thing over and over again and blindly trusting people because, you know, it's worked out for us. Although back in those days, too, when we're talking about the evolution of sports, it's easier to win, and this is just like a fact based on like numbers, like it's easier to win when there are less teams in the league. The Steelers were one of the first teams that existed in professional football. And so they've played in, you know, even before the Super Bowl era. I mean, they've been around. They've played in smaller leagues. Now you've got 32 teams. So you've got 31 other teams that also want to win. Well, you know, not all of them every year. You know what I mean, though. You've got more teams to play, and you've got bigger rounds of the playoffs now to get through to be able to win. So you got to have a little bit of a different approach. So I'd argue that Art Rooney II is the worst of the three right now in professional sports for those reasons. I mean, baseball's economy, not great. Bob Nutting, even if he spent infinite amounts of money, that would not guarantee the Pirates would win. And on top of that, spending a whole lot of money blindly could put the team in debt and send them back to where they were in the early 2000s, which we don't want. I want the Pirates to stay in Pittsburgh. I would love to see them win a World Series. I believe I will in my lifetime see them win a World Series. They just got to, you know, the economy of the game, not great. Fenway Sports Group, not a big enough sample size yet. We'll see how the Penguins do over the next 3-4 years. Art Rooney II has the legacy that kind of covers all the decisions that he makes because the Steelers' reputation has been established. So Art Rooney II can kind of hide his decisions behind that. That's my opinion. There you go. So I agree with Donnie. I'm not as angry about it as he was. He's Donnie Football. That's his sport. But yeah, I mean, you know, being one of the worst owners, the NFLPA, especially even the players in the league voting and saying that he's one of the worst, it's interesting and very well might be true when you kind of break it down a little bit more.